Hi, guys. There is an important gift that you can give yourself.
Okay, San Francisco, damn. I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real. Won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco. Talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know. The dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories. I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
What's going on? Dede Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for Friday, November 3rd, 2023. Beautiful day here in San Fran, fentanyl, temperatures in the 70s Fahrenheit. I know around America it's snowing in some places, etc. We've got our second Indian summer, aka Native American summer. Of course, happy birthday to everybody celebrating today. I hope you have a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Get your birthday party on, sweetheart. Ah, a little mouthful at the beginning of the show, guys. The city is having a tidy amount of housekeeping for the APEC, Asian Pacific Economic Corporation, or something like that. But China has been going on a tear, dissing San Fran fentanyl. Oh my goodness. China has been dissing this city, calling it a ghost city, basically saying it's trashy, nasty, and dirty. The Chinese media. Because if you didn't know that there is dystopia here, which this show is about demystifying. And unfortunately, lots of Asian hate crimes, not just Chinese, all Asians. I'd say the percentage of Asians being crime victims criminalized the most. So Asian media is not very happy with San Fran fentanyl, and APEC is coming. The days seem to be mixed up. Are they coming the 11th? Are they coming the 14th? Are they staying until the 17th? Are they staying until the 19th? Let's just say from the 11th to the 19th. But San Francisco is having a dystopian sweep on the east side. Downtown is been a unofficial containment zone. Downtown, financial district, Embarcadero, Soma, Market, Mid Market, Tenderloin, Civic Center, Little Saigon, all of these areas are particularly impacted by the drifter vagrants allowed to sidewalk squat child children's. As Elon Musk said, downtown San Francisco is like watching the end of civilization. I agree with him. He said it's zombie land. San Francisco is to be seen, to be believed, and it is a very beautiful city. There are winding lanes and little exclusive streets up hills. It looks like something from the Mediterranean. Multi-level properties, just these gorgeous hidden gems in San Francisco, unfortunately. Alas, downtown is completely dystopian. Name me a major American city without a flourishing downtown. Name me one. Okay, now San Francisco is a special city. To the main point of this show, guys, here's a gift that you could give yourself. The gift of cutting people off with dignity. I talk about things like this pretty often now, although mainly it's demystifying dystopian San Fran fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname. The world changed, at least on the West Coast. We had the draconian C-19 lockup after the draconian quarantine, but crazy. I think a lot of people's relationships changed all around the world. You know, Southern America, the South, like Florida, et cetera, is pretty normal, but West Coast, which is my POV here, point of view, you really have to take people seriously now. Having people close to you could be a portal to heaven or the gateway to hell. The world flipped on a switch. Now, if you're really thinking of people cutting people off. And when you do cut inappropriate people off in your life, if it's a coworker in the cubicle next to you that doesn't respect you or is always grouchy and mean, or someone you see at the grocery store and they're helping you and they're always mean, or a friend who doesn't return your text, how many people do that? Now, when we don't return people's text or communication in a timely way, and I do it too, we all do it, that's our way of telling that person we've had enough of them. We don't come out and say it. Like, there's a girlfriend, associate. I've known this woman for years. She would always give me like the stink eye. She'd be watching me strive and win awards, get written up. But she would always like look at me like she was squinting, like studying me. And this woman wanted to be close to me. I was only available for texting, telling me she wants to talk on the phone with me, to use me, to have me come to her emotional rescue. And I knew I wasn't available for that. So I cut her off. I said, I can text you. And that's it. So if she called, I didn't take her call. So when we ignore people, that's our way of cutting them off. We've all done it. So own up to that. But here's how to do it with dignity. It's really good not to debate with somebody. It's a waste of time to explain your point of view. If that's a lover, ex-husband, family member, something like that, but just a friend or somebody like that, you don't have to do all the rigmarole. I prefer when people are around me, like we're talking face-to-face, online. I don't like people doing a lot of cursing. That's just who I am right now. I'm not here to change people. You want to curse day and night, go ahead and do that. I don't want you around me doing that. And some people are like, well, that's not me. Listen, we're all not one. We all have a right to acknowledge our comfort level. That's the thing. You're not too sensitive if you don't want somebody smoking cigarettes around you. You're not too sensitive if you don't want your friend that's always yelling at their kids around you. You have a right to decide what your atmosphere is. It's really a gift to cut people off nicely. You don't want to make an enemies list, but you don't have to give somebody a long goodbye. And, people will cut me off, and I'm saying this, people will cut me off, and then they'll get a better friend. How many people admit that? How many people admit sometimes we are the jerks? Okay, I'm not going to talk to Dee Dee anymore. Great. My feelings are not hurt when people don't return my text, don't return my phone call, don't talk to me. And I understand sometimes people get depressed. Maybe they were in the hospital. Then come back and explain yourself. When people do not explain why they bowed out, when they don't explain it, and then they have the nerve to come back, honey, you're going to get what you're going to get. But you should never feel guilty for cutting inappropriate people off. That's just a sign to keep your boundaries up so you could have that nice, sweet friend. Recently, I met a really nice, sweet friend. If I had been playing around with these people who don't appreciate me as being Dee Dee, I would not have had space for this kind, sweet person. Baby, I like a kind, sweet person. Don't you? Now me, I gotta tell you guys, I cut off people cussing like loonies in front of me, face to face, online. I feel I've become more strict. And on the strict side, I'm more loving. I'm strict with who's in my soul and who's in my heart. And I'm loving with those kind, sweet people. So that's the gift I give myself, opening myself to more love, to the kind, sweet people who are going to return text and phone calls, communicate freely, nicely. And everybody else, good luck. There are billions of people in the world for all of us, darling. And we are all not one. There! I said it. Do I sound like a namby-pamby, head-shrunk, Northern California, neurotic, sexist, womanist, bohemian, trophy widow of the swirl and libertine variety? Yes, indeed, darlings. This has been your show for a very friendly Friday. And happy birthday to all of my birthday babies. I hope you've had a beautiful birthday today, wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe. Talk to me on Twitter, but don't curse. Don't come to my threats cursing. Then I stop talking to you. Don't think I'm the black woman who's going to let you be cursing around me. People learn who I am. Don't be one of those. Come through on Twitter, and the link is in the description box. Thank you so much, guys. Have a beautiful weekend. I'll be back here on Monday. This is Dee Dee Dam. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.